Welcome to Season 3 of the Peace Signs Podcast, stories of peace, justice, and faith from Penn State University. Brought to you, as always, by Third Way Collective.
My name is Zico. I am a socially active, justice-minded person. I think that the classic title of my year and major really don't describe me very well, describe what I do most of the time. And it's kind of funny because every time we do something, when we did the peace walk, people ask me, the reporter asked me, what's your major? And just always, it's just so weird. It's that classic title that they give everybody. But I am studying biological science in hopes of going to med school, and I'm a senior. I'm from State College, so been in this town for a long time. My dad is a immigrant from Syria, came here for college, and met my mom, who's a American born and raised. Her background is actually Polish-Russian, which is a very interesting mix of Syrian and Polish-Russian. Grew up in State College my whole life, been out and around to many different places around the United States, a few places outside of the country. I've seen a lot of different places, but what we know best, and that's what we're trying to do so much, is in the State College area, because we were raised through the school system in State College, and now as students at the University of Penn State. My mom, who became Muslim, takes on the faith so seriously now, because an important part of the faith is the language, and that's more of a roadblock for her as an adult trying to learn the language and use it in recitation of Quran. She's so spiritual about the religion, but not in the sense of, oh, I'm spiritual, but not religiously tied to a faith, just because of that roadblock of faith. And I think that is something that we were raised with because of her, that since she was so religious in a broad spectrum, that passed off to us as who we are as people. I always just think about how growing up, my brother and I literally call everybody like Mr. or Mrs., and people would tell us like, oh, call us by our first name. And it was such like a scary thing to try to call like an adult who was older than us by their first name, like our parents, you know, even if they were there or not. And that's some of those types of professional and respect values our parents instilled in us growing up in State College and growing up as being Muslim and trying to practice the faith more and more. I think also I took on the faith maybe more seriously in when I came to college, because college is that time of freedom and independence, and you get to see what you want to do and what you don't. And if you don't have a guiding light to help you get to help you be a good person in college, then you could get lost really easily. And I think also another interesting point to mention is my mom, although she was born and raised in America, she really took on the Arab mentality very quickly, and kind of maybe a combined Muslim and Arab mentality of parenting. And it's really funny how you know, a lot of kids will be like, oh, I go to my mom, or then I go to my dad for one thing. But no, both my parents had that same mentality, so they're always on the same page, and it provided for good guidance and support that maybe I recognized later on in life than earlier. But we have a really good, close family relationship with our family. And I think that more so my parents have been able to recognize and see a lot of the things that my brother and I are both doing and support them. And that's really keeps me at peace of mind. Finding friends and mentors who support you and who will guide you. Carlos Wiley told one of my friends, who told me, you know, think people that tell you to think outside the box, don't listen to them, because by saying that, they're inside the box, because it's such a basic thing to say. And mentors to go to on campus that always are supportive, they'll guide you through. They see the potential within you, and they'll help you to achieve what you want to achieve without telling you what to do, but just helping you find what's inside, and diversify yourself. Sam Richards talks about empathy, so important. Try to put yourself in another person's shoes. It might help you try to see their perspective and learn and grow. And college is all about growth. And if you don't grow by the end of the time you're here, then I hope you can try to improve on it afterwards.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.